Welcome back to the Starry-Eyed Mystic podcast. My name is Michaela, also known as the Starry-Eyed Mystic. And today we're going to start a really cool series. I'm wicked excited for this one. We're going to be talking about the 12 signs and their archetypal themes. So we're going to talk about the archetype of Aries today. And then we're going to also get into some really cool interviews where we'll talk about not only the archetype of Aries in general with two different guests, but we'll also be talking about how it specifically manifests for them as an Aries moon and an Aries rising. Now, I'm going to be talking on behalf of the Aries suns today because, as you guys may or may not know, I'm an Aries sun. So we'll also get into that where I will be self-interviewing myself as the Aries sun representing us today. And then we'll get into an interview with my friend Ambar Lucid, who is a singer and talented, creative, and mystic, who will be representing the Aries moons. And then last but not least, we'll get into my Aries rising interview with Chad the Maverick, who's a talented astrologer, musician, and overall creative. So today should be a really fun episode. You can feel free to stay tuned now to get into the general discussion of the Aries archetype, and or you could skip to just the section with your sun, moon, or rising. But I think that listening to every section of this podcast is going to benefit you in understanding the Aries archetype. So I personally think the entire episode is worth listening to if you are looking to understand Aries energy, or even if you are an experienced astrologer and just want some new perspectives, right? Because I love these types of discussions. Okay, so let's get right into it and let's see what we are going to channel through today about Aries. So the first part about Aries that's really important to understand is that Aries is the first sign. And if you've ever met an Aries who knows astrology, I'm sure they let you know that because Aries like to be number one. That's where this whole like sort of idea of Aries being competitive comes from, or a leader, is because they start the zodiac. Because of that, Aries is also considered the baby though. Aries is the sign that is just beginning the soul's journey and evolution through the 12 zodiac signs from an evolutionary perspective. So we're seeing that when Aries is born, the zodiac storyline begins. So the baby has a lot to learn until it reaches Pisces, where it like melts in all the lessons it has accumulated throughout all the 12 signs. And that's where Pisces kind of is the opposite of Aries, as Pisces is the end and Aries is the beginning of that journey. So when you think of Aries energy and you do think of this beginning energy, you can see why Aries come through with this really exhilarated, passionate, or bold, however you have it, way of navigating life. Aries just knows, I'm just like here, let's get this party started. I want what I want when I want it, like a baby. I don't really know all the rules to this, and I don't really care to play by the rules. And because I have this innocent way of me, I'm going to get what I want in a way. It's like when you think of a baby, right? Babies can scream and they can cry and they can lash out, but it's kind of forgiven because it's a baby. And it's almost like people have this idea with Aries, I think a lot of times outside looking in with the energy of like, okay, you're so innocent in a way. Like you might be so boisterous and rowdy, but I know that it comes from a place of innocence and lightheartedness and a needing to gain experience almost. I think a lot of times people view Aries as inexperienced because of this, but in all actuality, Aries just has that spring equinox energy of, oh, winter's over, life is just beginning, it's blooming, what's not to like, what's not to celebrate, let's just go for what we want, we only have so much time, make the most of it. So I do think that with Aries being the first sign, that's like something very important to keep in mind. And that's why Aries is also a really good initiator. Aries likes to begin things and start new things and doesn't always have the means to finish it to completion. And on one hand, that is really positive, right? Because a lot of times we get stuck in this idea that we have to see things through and we have to finish what we start. And if we don't, we're a failure. Aries is quite all right with the idea of dropping something if they're not getting the results they want pretty quickly, because they see that they have to stick to what's true to them. Like that's all that they need to do in this life is stick to them and their desires and what they want. And they hope for others to do the same. So Aries can have this really, I'm not feeling it, I'm going to drop it now. So again, that can be really positive in the sense of living a life of authenticity. But where it can be a little is that people can see that outside looking in and go, oh, you know, you're just going to pick something up and you're going to drop it like that. Are you really reliable? Are you really able to come through for me? Whether it be a business project or a personal relationship, people can get kind of nervous by that behavior because it can come off as carelessness when to the Aries, it's almost instinctual. And Aries would not like to label themselves as quitters a lot of times. They want to be winners. But in order to win, they know that frequently you must walk away from things that distract you from who you are and what you want to achieve. So that's the idea and the energy behind Aries that I think gets misunderstood a lot. Another thing is that Aries is an initiator not only because it's the first sign, but it is also a cardinal sign. And the cardinal signs are initiative. They like to start new things. They are the start of seasons. So, you know, we've got Aries starting the spring equinox. We've got Cancer starting the summer solstice. We got Libra, which is starting the fall. And we've got Capricorn, which is starting the winter. So with these cardinal signs, what they all have in common, Aries included, is that they're beginning seasons, so they're initiative. They're beginning new things. So we've got two things there that are pointing to Aries need to initiate things, make things happen rather than being passive and make them wait, which makes them more quote unquote masculine by traditional astrology means or labeling. And what that basically means is not like literally a man. It just means more that masculine energy of initiating and things that are traditionally associated with masculinity, you know, initiating, pushing, making it happen. Whereas quote unquote, the feminine energy signs are more passive and whatnot. But I'm not really going to push that ideology. I don't really stick to that too much. But just wanted to throw it in there because I do think it's important to know if you're getting started with astrology. That being said, you know, Aries is a fire sign as well. Fire is passionate. It is, you know, just think of a fire. When you're literally watching a fire, it's dancing and it is like going high, it's going low, it's warm, it's giving you comfort. It's almost hypnotizing when you sit and you watch it, but it's also very unpredictable and it can be very destructive. It can give you warmth and comfort and, you know, life, but it can also destroy and be careless and reckless and cause unforeseeable damage, right? When it's sparked without intention or controlling the chaos, right? So that's fire signs for you. That's Aries for you. Very warm person to be around, fun, loving, life of the party, hypnotizing to watch at times, entertaining because of that. But if the Aries has that fire sparked unexpectedly at the wrong moment, right, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to get burnt. the things around them could deteriorate. And that's when Aries gets in that self-destructive mode. It can almost be like this ideology of, you know what, fuck it, burn everything to the ground. What's the point? What's the point? Let's just start fresh. Who cares what gets hurt in the process? And so Aries is put to the challenge in this life to have this very passionate energy in them that can give so much warmth to the world and themselves, but they also need to learn, hey, you know, that's a superpower, but that can always cause irreversible damage to yourself or others. And so it is something that they have to be very mindful of, right? So fire sign, cardinal sign, that is our good Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And that's part of the reasons we love Aries. Now, if we think about Aries ruler, Aries is ruled by the planet Mars. Mars. Mars is the fierce planet, right? It is our ability to self-regulate, our ability to go after what we want. So it's our like stamina, energy, physical energy levels, vitality. It's our sexuality. It's very primal energy. It can be how we anger. So Mars is under those domains. It is where you kind of have to fight for your right and fight for others' rights and stand up for what you believe in. Mars is very much warrior energy, right? So Aries is a warrior. And a big lesson for Aries energy is to be a warrior in life. Aries is, you know, set up a lot of times in the mindset that they have to fight through the battles of life, push through them like a warrior and keep a brave face, lead others to safety and lead others to the right path for them. So a lot of times Aries gets this mark of, oh, you're selfish. And there's two things I would say to that. One, yes, anyone can be selfish, but Aries and its like focused energy, our balanced state, it actually is trying to just focus on what it needs for itself. And sometimes that can be triggering for people because we kind of live in a world that really encourages us to self-neglect, to focus on other people's needs over our own, especially for women or femme people. So Aries can be this authentic force of, hey, I'm going to do me, you do you. We're going to come together, be two individuals. And sometimes people don't know how to deal with that. Now, another thing is that Aries really wants other people to do well. It's almost like Aries has this innate understanding that unless I am a strong individual and take care of my own needs and make sure that I'm doing what I want to do, we are going to resent each other and we are not going to have something sustainable in the Aries mind. So as Aries really focuses on themselves, as they're loud, as they're being blunt, as they're being bold, they almost get frustrated a lot of times because people aren't matching that energy sometimes. And I think what happens is outside looking in, people think, oh, Aries is trying to take up the space and take up the room and, you know, assert themselves or assert dominance even in some situations. But what really is happening a lot of the times where Aries is being misunderstood is Aries is thinking, hey, I'm going to like really be myself. I'm going to let go of all my filters. And this is going to be like really fun for other people to step into their true self and their authentic expression and kind of match that energy. And we're going to just like be a group of individuals doing our thing. So I do think that a lot of times where Aries gets this selfish streak is just that Aries really wants other people to be good being them. And they would rather make a space where people can feel comfortable to do that. Of course, arguably, sometimes they don't do that the best way. And that's where the Aries lesson comes in of patience and really listening, and compromise, of course. But the intention a lot of times is like, I want to make this a space where I'm me, you're you. And we all just are okay with that. And that's the core desire of Aries. Another thing about Aries energy is that when you've got someone who is so focused on being a leader and leading others and kind of this warrior mindset again of like, I have to take care of my fellow warriors. Aries is the type to offer support in a way that sometimes it is very, it's centered around honesty. Okay. That's the best way I can put it. It's centered around honesty. People don't necessarily always want honesty, right? People can say they do, but sometimes people want things put in a nice, gentle way. And sugar-coated truths to the Aries, they know if they receive that, a lot of the times they feel like that's the worst possible thing you could do because it almost feels like a lie. So Aries really has a lesson to learn in communication when it comes to the way they say things. It's not exactly what they say. Sometimes it is the way they say it that people who prefer, you know, more calmer forms of communication, to best put it, you know, they don't need to always be so blunt. And it's like, sometimes you can get in the mindset of like, oh, I just say it how it is. And because I say it how it is, you can't take it, that's on you. And where Aries has to do better at giving like first impressions and also just like self-awareness is like, hey, not everyone is the way that you are and not everyone is comfortable being that way. And you do need to kind of respect that. It doesn't make you better or worse. And I think that a lot of Aries come to learn that later on in life is like, there's no point in being super blunt and trying to make everyone know everything that's on your mind at all times, right? Sometimes it's better to keep some things to yourself. And I think that, again, though, the intention behind that is that Aries is in this warrior mindset. If you have it in you subconsciously that like life is a war and you are this warrior and you're responsible for all the other warriors around you to be safe and fighting their best, you're going to be like, hey, life's a fight. This person needs to know where they're kind of losing in the battle and how they can improve their technique in the battle to do better. And if I can just be a real friend to them and tell them these things that other people are maybe a little cautious to because they are afraid of that confrontation or afraid of that battle, I'll help them out. I'll help them fight better. I'll help them conquer their challenges in life with more ease and grace. But again, sometimes people aren't ready for that truth. And or sometimes people don't agree with the Aries view and perception on their idea of the truth. And so I think that a lot of Aries have a lot to learn from their opposite sign, Libra, in that way, which is Venusian, whatever. Everyone always drags me with that say Venusian. I'm always saying it wrong. And the Virgos get in my comments like, it's like that. Don't pronounce it that way. But you know what I mean, ruled by Venus, goddess of love, beauty, pleasure, harmony. Of course, Mars and Venus in, you know, ancient mythology were lovers, the forbidden lovers. And so it just makes sense that they have a lot to learn from Libras about charm, grace, diplomacy, as the Libra has to learn from them about individuality, courage, initiation, pushing oneself to do what one knows is right, all that stuff. So that is where Aries is the warrior, the archetype of the warrior. And if we look at tarot, the Emperor is the card that rules Aries. So again, if you get this warrior mentality idea, you can see that in the Emperor. You can see that in the card. He sits there with this very firm stance. Self-discipline is key in this card. It is the divine father figure or the father archetype. So with Aries, you're really seeing like this, all right, let's be self-disciplined. Let's get the job done. Let's face the challenges head on. I'm going to teach you to take care of yourself and to assert yourself with a calm but firm presence. and, you know, how to set boundaries for yourself, I will give you that idea of how to father yourself, essentially. And that's the Emperor energy of Aries. So again, you know, the Emperor card also, you know, in its more shadowy state, if you will, can be kind of domineering, pushy. I have a funny story, actually, because this brings it up. Bossy is the word that I was about to say that reminded me of this story. And, you know, as an Aries son growing up, my dad, a lot of the times, he had this joke with me. I would always be like telling him what to do, trying to get him to play the way I wanted him to play. If someone wasn't playing the game the way I wanted to, I would start crying as a kid. And so he just started saying all the time, "You're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me." And like, what a freaking powerful phrase to say to an Aries child. So he literally would always say to me, "You're not the boss of me," whenever I try to cross his line. And so I think people need to say that to Aries more often and put us in check. It's like, "You're not the boss of me. You don't know everything. You don't call the shots, you know?" But yeah. And my dad literally, one year for Christmas, my mom ended up getting him a shirt that says, "You're not the boss of me." It was such like a joke. But luckily, I grew up in an environment with my parents that they knew astrology and they knew that it was just an Aries thing and that they raised that out of me pretty young, the best they could, until I hit my teens. But that's another story. But yeah, with Aries energy, it is this, I know what's best. Just trust me. And a lot of times they kind of do. And they are leaders, right? A lot of people are comfortable just kind of letting the Aries lead the way because a lot of times they know what they're doing and they have the best of everyone in mind. So it's just easier to be like, "All right, go ahead, do your thing." But sometimes, you know, there is that need to put the Aries in check and be like, "Hey, you know, you don't always have to. You can lead the way without being bossy. You can lead the way with charm and grace and being centered and whatnot." Now, part of the Aries path is one where individuality is a theme, right? The urge here is to develop oneself as an identity. And so a lot of times Aries find themselves put in this situation, Aries placements, where they have to develop their own path. And sometimes that leads to conflict with other people when they're like, falling out of line with focusing on themselves in a proper way. Sometimes it leads to conflicts of like identity crisis. Who am I? What am I doing with my life? The Aries question a lot of times is, "I am who? Like, who am I? Who am I?" And like they constantly are asking that. And as an Aries placement, there's always this urge to question that part of your chart. Like, who am I? What do I want to be? That's a rhetorical question. There's no direct answer to who an Aries is. It's just constantly changing and changing and evolving, or they're getting closer and closer to who they actually are at their core, hopefully. And so the Aries path sometimes can feel a little lonely to Aries, where they're really, as soon as they get too enmeshed in any relationship dynamic, they're really jolted with the reality that they have to focus on their individuality. So there is a lot of times this thing that happens to Aries at some point in their life, one way or another, where they kind of feel alone, or they literally are pushed to be alone. And that's because until the Aries really gets a firm footing in their autonomy and being comfortable with the fact that they have to rely on themselves, until they get used to that concept and really feel it in their body, they run into a lot of self-sabotage trying to control other people to mirror what they wish they could control themselves to be. And so that's part of where Aries really has to constantly check in with themselves, ask themselves, "Who am I?" Even if it's, "Who am I today? Who do I want to be tomorrow?" These are just like things that Aries regularly has to do, self-reflection and introspection. Aries likes to get things out there and be extroverted as that fire energy usually. But it's really important for them to learn the value of introspection and slowing down. And the Aries who have been pushed into that solitude know what I mean. because they do have to have a really firm understanding of who they are and keep that in check. Otherwise, they're constantly worried about solving other people's problems and putting them in check, because the Aries does ultimately want to feel like they're working towards something. And when they aren't feeling like they're working towards something that's benefiting themselves, they get lost in the idea that, oh, I need to work towards other people that they think they lead. And that's where it gets overbearing sometimes. And enmeshment can occur, because as much as people want to say Aries are selfish, Aries can become codependent like any other sign. It's just that Aries as an archetype is very much learning, hey, I have to focus and develop my self-identity. That's what I was put here to do. And unless I do that and I respect that answer that I give myself of who am I, whatever I choose that I am, I'm going to keep running into these problems in my relationships. And so Aries can deal with a lot of relationship challenges a lot of times because they're so individualistic. Relationship does bring up compromise. It does bring up compromise and meeting someone halfway. And that does mean making sacrifices of what you want. And a lot of the times Aries has a hard time with that, because Aries has this life mission of, who am I? You know, what do I need for myself? And then you pull a relationship in it and it's like, oh, well, you need to be this, this, and this for me to be in this relationship. And that can be really triggering for an Aries, because Aries is like, well, if I've tried this before, if I don't do what I need to do for myself, it's going to blow up in my face. So I think that part of Aries helping Aries in relationship context is just remembering that you can find compromise that aligns with what you want for yourself. You just have to determine what you want. And if you what you want is a relationship for yourself, compromise is okay. Like, making sure those compromises align with your identity and what you want. And I think that that's a much longer discussion, of course, but to simplify it, it really is that Aries, when Aries is in a relationship context, they do need to learn the art of compromise while still honoring their need for individuality, which can be a very tricky balance. And over time, Aries learns how to balance these things out with more grace and ease. They learn to compromise and communicate more calmly and think of the other person in mind. Because at the end of the day, like we talked about, Aries does enjoy that feeling of camaraderie and like, okay, we're in this together. We're fighting through these battles in life together. So they do enjoy relationships. It's not that they want to be living on an island alone. Some Aries do, I won't lie, but most don't. And usually, you know, it is this feeling of we're fighting together. So that coming together in a very like strategic way is important to Aries. Being in a relationship with someone who kind of isn't reliable in the sense of showing up for the Aries in their weaker moments, Aries won't forget that. Aries really needs someone in a relationship context who is going to be there to fight battles with them, whether it's friendship, platonic, romantic, professional. They do not like dealing with they really get triggered in moments where they feel quote unquote abandoned in the battlefield. So Aries really needs people that understand their vulnerability is a sacred thing. And it's a very rare thing that they don't give out quite as easily as a lot of the other signs, because they are so okay with being on their own or focusing on their own needs a lot of times. But they're giving you that, and they're fighting with you, and they're going to give you the best of them if you give them the best of you. But don't leave them on that damn battlefield, because they won't forget it. And they will wonder, damn, like, can I believe this person? Will they be there for me at my lowest moment? Now I need to fight the battle of their battles, but still fight the battle inside myself for trusting them. So keep that in mind for my Aries in your relationships, or if you're in a relationship with Aries placements of any sort. Okay, so now we're going to start getting into the Aries sun section. It's very funny because I kind of have to interview myself for this one, which I have no problem doing as an Aries, of course. I talk to myself all the time, but after my interview with myself as an Aries sun to represent us, there will be my interviews with the Aries moon and Aries rising. So let's get into it. So the first thing is I'm going to say the first three words that come to mind when I think of Aries, and that would be silly, bold, courageous. And I think I've said so many words already, so this is pretty good. Have I ever met another Aries sun? What did I share in common and how did we differ? So, yes, I have met many Aries suns. I will focus on a few today. One of them being my cousin who is older than me. He's basically my big brother. He's an Aries sun. I have another cousin who's like older than me, much older than me, that passed. He was an Aries sun and he was a psychic for, you know, his whole life professionally. He mentored me and gave me the tools to make it in Salem, Mass, as a reader, good old Witch City. And so what I share in common with them is, of course, like our passionate nature, entrepreneurial side with one of my Aries cousins. I'm just thinking, I have another Aries cousin. Jesus. I have a lot of Aries men in my life. And I think that overall, what I'll say that I have in common with them all is that we have that urge to be independent, make things happen on our own. We kind of like do our own thing. And then we come together months later, like no time passed, and catch up. All pretty independent people. I think what I differ with them as Aries men versus an Aries woman is that they are a lot more blunt than me. I'm definitely still blunt with my like close friends, but I definitely have that socialized woman thing of being a little bit more cautious with what I say around who, taking some time to warm up to be more blunt. But these guys, man, anywhere we go, it's just like, They're putting it out there. They're going to say what they think, and it don't matter who knows. And because of that, they're the life of the party, which I can relate. I like to be the life of the party, too, when I go out, especially with friends. And I think what I share in common with Aries men is, like, a lot of the Aries energy overall. We differ in, like, our socialization, and the encouragement of men to have more Aries energy is real. Because, of course, it's a very, quote-unquote, masculine sign. The things that it says that we describe for Aries are things that usually are socially acceptable and encouraged for men. But as an Aries woman, I go against the grain a lot of how I've been socialized to be as a woman and been told to act as a woman. And I'm a lot more outspoken, bold, self-focused, unapologetic, authentic to my desires than how, you know, the world would prefer me to be, I feel. Okay, so hopefully that's a sufficient answer. Since I'm interviewing myself, I don't really have that interviewer to tell me to go deeper on anything. But anyways, what's my favorite thing about my Aries sun? What's my least favorite? My favorite thing about being an Aries sun is my strong sense of trust in myself. I feel like any challenge life throws at me, I will be okay. And I feel that because I regularly push myself into situations that make me uncomfortable so that I never let fear dictate my life. And I think that that strong trust in myself is my favorite thing about being an Aries sun. And I know it comes from that, that ability to be like, no matter what happens, the going get rough, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it work. And just so to make sure that I never let fear dictate me, let me put myself in new situations frequently so that I never dim my shine or my spark or let it go on, leave me, you know. And my least favorite would definitely be the conflict I have in dealing with relationships a lot of times. A lot of times it takes a lot for me to really trust and open up. I think I do like it in a sense because I have quality versus quantity of close friends. But for me, I kind of dislike sometimes my quote-unquote intensity. Sometimes I do think that it makes it a little difficult, and not because I dislike that part of myself, but because I think a lot of people don't understand that intensity. Again, especially coming from a woman, and that self-security can sometimes come off as arrogance to people who are unfamiliar with that type of personality. So I would say it's not my least favorite because I don't like it in myself as much as the social complications it can cause. And what do I think is the most misunderstood about my Aries sun and would like others to understand? I think the most misunderstood thing about Aries is probably that, yeah, speaking directly, part of Aries can compromise and definitely, like we talked about, do work to be better at communicating with more grace and charm and social awareness. But part of Aries, just simply put, cannot do the beating around the bush, the social pleasantries. And, you know, I wish people would just understand Aries. Sometimes people come to me and they're talking to me and they're saying like words and words and words and words and words that they could say in one sentence. And that's how I prefer to be communicated with. So I think when I do that to other people, they're like, wait, okay, are you just being rude? Are you cutting me off? You don't want to talk to me? Or, you know, what's going on with this? And I think that I want people to understand about Aries suns is that their ability to keep it short and sweet or get right to the point or whatever, they can compromise with you, but you must compromise with them as well and communicate with directness to them. And if you're not that kind of person, maybe it's just not a compatible sort of situation, because drawing things out that can be said with a bit more directness, of course, not always, but about certain things, you know, there needs to be some directness to it for the Aries to get along and to feel like they can understand. But yeah, that is that. Any ongoing offerings that I want to let the people in on? Yeah, of course, you can always book with me at thestaryeyedmystic.com if you want to book readings and consults with me. I'll link my PayPal if you like this little episode so far. I want to donate. And yeah, I have readings. I have instant classes ready for download on my website, my most recent being about energy cleansing and protection. You can check out my most recent podcast on that and then check out the class if you want to learn more. And yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this little Aries sun self-interview, and now we'll get into the Aries moon portion. Perfect. So just to start, maybe you could introduce yourself to the people a bit. Anything you'd like people to know about you, your name and whatnot?
I'm Ambar Lucid, and I'm an artist. I make music and different types of visual art.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what's your big three?
My big three, I am a Cancer rising, Capricorn sun, Aries moon. Definitely not easy placements to have all together.
I know. Because like with my Cancer rising, I get it. It's just like being ruled by the moon is not easy at all. Every like 2 days, your life is changing. Your feelings on your life are changing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly contradicting myself.
Mm-hmm. I know, but my Aries sun and that is just like crazy because the Aries just wants to pop off all the time and the Cancer is feeling everything. So it's a fun mix.
Yes, lots of emotions.
I know all about it. But yeah, what is the first three words that you have come to mind when you think of Aries in general as a sign?
Intense, mm-hmm. Passionate. Fiery.
Mm-hmm. Good words. That's what I said too. I had to do like a self interview at the beginning of this because I'm the Aries sun that I know. And I said intense as my first one too. But yeah.
Yeah.
Very intense sign. And have you ever met another Aries moon? And if you did, like, what did you share in common with them? How did you differ? Was there anything like that was kind of noticeable about your connection to them or your first impression of them?
Yes. So I've met a few of them, but I'm really close friends with two Aries moons and I actually get along with them really well. I think we're able to understand each other in a way that I don't really relate to with most people. Because like with one of my best friends, she's an Aries moon and we just understand our need to like, I guess, like let the anger out, Like, we don't take it personally when one of us gets really upset because we understand that it's kind of like an in the moment thing. Because with me personally, like, something that other people have a hard time understanding is how upset or emotional I can get at really small things. And what's most confusing is, like, I can seem really upset, but then, like, 5 minutes later, I'll ground myself and realize that, you know, maybe I was, like, overreacting, or I'll just understand why I had the reaction that I had, and then I'll get over it. But other people, like, it takes them a bit of time to really, like, process what they experienced with me. And with Aries Moon, they just get it. Like, I don't really need to explain myself. I'll be like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm upset. And they're like, let it out, girl. Like, I get it. No worries. So it's really nice when I talk to an Aries Moon and they just understand the emotional chaos of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I'm the same way with other Leo moons. It's just kind of like they understand it, because I do have that, like, fire dramatic flair to me too with my moon. So it's kind of like, it is. It's just kind of, you need to have your moment and let it all out with the fire moons, I feel. And yeah, like, only other fire moons can really get that, I think, sometimes, and not take it personally or think it's that big of a deal. Because I kind of feel like it's the second you get it out, you realize, like, oh, it's really not that deep. And then you just let it go if you're a fire moon. But a lot of times other moon signs looking in on that will be like, oh, wow. Like, and think of it and keep thinking about your reaction to it. But you've already forgotten it the second you let it out, I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And how did you differ? Is there any ways maybe with your Aries moon friends, like, they have other placements that kind of change a little bit of their approach to their Aries moon? Or do you feel you're so similar that you can't even notice many differences?
I think the biggest difference that I've noticed is how open I am about my own feelings. Like, it's easy for me to put words into my feelings. Like, I can explain myself after I've already felt something and gone through it, and, like, understand what it was that I was experiencing internally. Like, I'm all about communicating that. And I've noticed that, you know, even if the other Aries moons that I know, even if they understand what I feel, they might not necessarily be able to articulate their feelings as comfortably.
I'm sure that Cancer rising helps you with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, what is your favorite thing about your Aries moon and your least favorite?
I think my favorite thing is although this could be a good and a bad thing, is, like, I think being able to feel my emotions so passionately helps a lot when it comes to creating art and writing music. So that comes in very handy in that aspect of my life. Because I guess also because I feel things so intensely, it's easier for me to keep track of my own emotions and keep track of how I'm feeling, because I literally cannot ignore how I'm feeling because it's, like, so intense.
It's like a bonfire.
Literally. So I guess, like, it's just easier for me to be clear with myself because I can't lie to myself.
Right. How do you think it ties into your music? Like, do you feel like, because a lot of your music, it does reflect, like, a really emotional, passionate energy to me when I listen to it. Like, you can tell you really are putting your soul into it. And I do kind of feel that's Aries, you know? Like, I wonder if in your creative process, do you, like, get a creative spark, like a creative idea, and you're like, oh my God, like, I have to act on this now, sort of thing, that Aries urgency maybe?
Yes, absolutely. Especially whenever I'm feeling, like, whenever I feel really deeply sad, my first instinct is to make music. Or if I'm feeling angry, I think, yeah, like, my emotions are a spark of inspiration and creativity. And I think that I'm able to, like, I guess being so sensitive gives me the superpower of, like, transmuting my emotions into something that actually makes me feel good. And my emotions definitely play a very big role in my creative process. Because when I go into the studio and I think about what I want to write about that day, I ask myself, what am I feeling? What have I been feeling? What emotions are relevant to my life right now that I can, like, tap into and talk about?
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. Not as a musician, but just as a creative in general. It's like, when I feel something, it overtakes me. That's probably the Aries side of me too. And It's like a spark. I can't ignore it, and I can't process my feelings fully until I do something to kind of get it out there and self-expression, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's your least favorite about the Aries moon? I feel like this has been probably one of the harder questions for the Aries placements because the self-love is strong, but...
Yeah. Oh, there's many things that I find difficult about being an Aries moon. I would say how... There's a few things, but the main thing is how complicated it makes my relationships, like all relationships. Like whenever I get into a conflict with somebody, I guess I can be very confusing because, you know, sometimes like the reactions that I have are not very like reasonable. Like sometimes just one little thing can like set me off. And so I do think it's really difficult for me to like regulate my emotions whenever I'm really upset. It is something that I have to be very, very mindful of every time I get into a conflict with somebody. I have to be like, let me not be mean. It is not worth it to be mean. Being mean will just make this worse. I am hurt right now. Let me not say anything that I will regret later. So that's one thing, is just like having to keep myself grounded and check myself whenever I'm acting out of line. And then also another thing is that I love starting things. Like I always get like sparks of inspiration. I always want to start new ideas, new creative ideas and stuff. But I have a hard time following through. Like I need help to actually like execute my ideas because I come up with the ideas, but it's difficult for me to like be consistent with whatever it is that I came up with.
Yep. Actually, it's really funny you talked about both those points because I talked about those like earlier in the podcast when I was doing my solo recording part of it. And I was literally talking about how for Aries, it is like a lot of times relationships and interpersonal dealings can be really a challenge for that sign because Aries is the individual. And it's like, it's the opposite of Libra, which Libra is like that partnership sign. And so I literally went in detail about that and like how I feel the same way as like an Aries sun. Like the relationships for me have been my biggest like learning curve. I'm so like self-aware and so confident in myself and whatnot. But when it comes to like tension and dealing with relationship tensions and whatnot, that has been my biggest hurdle in life because it's just sometimes so hard to, yeah, pause and take that deep breath for a minute because your way of like preferring to be communicated with is like to just like have people kind of just pour that out in a minute, get the emotion out and then process it. At least for me, it's been like that. Like I would prefer someone to be that blunt with me or direct. And then so learning, oh, people don't like that sometimes. Like that can be very overwhelming to people has been my biggest learning curve with like my Aries energy because it's been a real life lesson to learn to like pause and balance my energy before I put things out there for other people.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, especially because my partner, he is a Capricorn moon, which, yeah, which keeps that his emotional existence and the way that he goes about expressing his feelings completely different than me. And when it comes to expressing emotions, he definitely needs a bit more space. Like me, like whenever there's a conflict, I'm like, let's talk about this now. Let's resolve this now. I feel like I can't function if like we don't come to a conclusion right then and there. But this relationship has taught me how to be more patient with other people's way of processing their emotions and dealing with them. So I agree. Like it's definitely a challenge for me on a regular basis, being understanding that not everyone is able to be direct about how they feel because everyone has different ways of processing things.
Yep. I've noticed that in like almost every Aries I know. Like one of my cousins is an Aries, same thing. It's just like, it's just our big life lesson is in relationships, I feel a lot of times. But I'm glad that like you're in that relationship that can help you with that and teach you that. It's really helpful, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely is.
Yeah. So I guess this is a good segue though, but what do you think is the most misunderstood about your Aries moon and would like others to understand? I feel like you kind of touched on this a little bit, but maybe any other thoughts you have?
Yeah, I guess I wish it was less confusing, although totally valid, when I get really upset, but then like am over it, just because I feel like on the outside, it seemed so much worse than it actually is. I just really needed to let, like, the fire out. Like, I needed to be, like, for a moment. And then I wish people didn't really take it so personally, because it's really not about them a lot of the times. Like, it's just, like, pent up anger. Because I try really hard to stay calm, and, like, sometimes things, like, build up. And then just, you never know when that one thing is going to set everything off. So, yeah, I guess I wish my loved ones didn't take it so personally whenever I get really upset, because I know that it's not their fault. And I am very self-aware of, like, why I'm feeling the things that I'm feeling, which is why it's really important to me to communicate what's going on with me internally so that the other person understands, like, hey, like, I promise you it's not you. It's just, it's me. This situation upset me, but, like, it upset me more than usual because X, Y, and Z. Also, but there was something else. Oh, I wish that people understood that I just can't, like, when I feel something, I cannot. Some people can wait. Like, for example, let's say two people get into some kind of conflict, and then one person is like, you know what? I can't do this right now. Let's talk about this tomorrow. I cannot do that. Like, I need, even if we don't resolve the problem then and there, like, I need to feel some kind of sense of security or, like, some kind of, like, validation about how, like, I don't know. I just need somebody to be like, hey, like, we're going through this right now, but it's okay. Like, I promise you, like, it's okay. We'll talk this out later. Like, I really need that sense of, like, validation and clarity, because otherwise, like, I spiral.
Yep. I have that too, for sure. Yeah. Aries is, like, what I like to say too, because, like, I agree. I think that part of it is, like, you have to, as an Aries, realize, have some sensitivity. But on the other hand, the people that you're dealing with should, I feel, meet us halfway too, of, like, okay, we can't help it, in a sense. Like, we're not doing this to just, like, be silly goofy. Like, we can't help it. We feel what we feel, and it's, like, there, and it's loud. And yeah, I feel like Aries being, like, the infant of the zodiac, they say, because it's, like, the first sign, it's starting the journey. I always say, like, infants, when they cry and they throw a fit and they, like, they really get upset over seemingly nothing, it's like, okay, they get upset and then it's over. And they get that emotion out, and it's kind of healthy in a way, because they haven't learned yet from the world, like, oh, you have to be, you know, mindful of others and not express your emotions and in certain settings in certain ways. And it's like, of course, you need to learn that to mature, but in a way, it's kind of human nature to just need to kind of have that moment where you have the meltdown so you get it out of your system and move on. And I think that Aries kind of can represent that sometimes. It's like, we just want to get it out. It's really not that deep or anything deeper than that. Like, we're just more in tune with that natural need to get it out. And sometimes I think that's why it looks like immaturity to other people. But like you're saying, you're extremely self-aware. You're aware of your emotions. You're doing emotional work on yourself. You're in those communicative partnerships. But, like, part of it is just Aries, you know, part of it is just being an Aries. And, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, as long as you can meet the other halfway too, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I guess being so emotional is really difficult, and, like, a reality where it's not normalized for us to be so expressive about what's going on internally. So that can be really difficult.
Yeah, I totally agree. I definitely have that myself too. Well, to finish off, maybe if there's any other thoughts on Aries, you know, you want to touch on, or, like, maybe even what it felt like when you found out you were an Aries moon.
I didn't really know when I first found out what it meant, but as I learned more about astrology, I guess it allowed me to have a better understanding at my intense emotions. And I guess all I want to say is, like, to any Aries moons listening, whenever you feel yourself getting, you know, getting very emotional, just take a deep breath, understand why you're upset, and communicating what's going on in your mind and your reality can really make a huge difference. But also being mindful at the same time, finding a balance between, like, what you're feeling and what the other person is experiencing helps a lot dealing with conflicts. You need clarity on both sides.
Right. Love that. Love that approach. Well, is there any ongoing, like, offerings or projects you have going on that you want to let people in on?
Yes. So right now I am working on a self-produced EP.
Love it.
Yes. I'm going to be releasing some singles the next coming months. I also have an album ready after this EP, and I'm working on lots of different art pieces. I have personalized merch that I sell and different mediums of art. And yeah, I'm always making something. So if you're interested, please check me out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Check out her socials. Yeah, your Instagram's just Ambar Lucid, right?
Yes.
I'll put that in the caption too of things and the podcast and that Instagram and whatnot. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on. Like, this has been awesome. I think people are going to love this. This is my friend Chad. He's going to be talking on behalf of the Aries Risings today. And is there any way you'd like to introduce yourself? I know you're an amazing astrologer and musician, but is there any other things you think that people need to know about you?
About me? Well, hello, everyone. My name is Chad, a.k.a. Chad the Maverick, or Maverick, a.k.a. Chad the Maverick, whatever way you want to frame it. That's all good. But I think as far as that, it's just art, artist, creative, and just like human being is one of those things too, where it's just like, I think sometimes we get so caught up in the other things that go on in our lives that we forget that we're just really here to experience life for what's right in front of us, which is actually very Aries rising. So I think we're starting.
I was literally thinking, I'm like, that was the most Aries rising response.
Now I'm thinking back about this. Let's get into that. But yeah, I think that's definitely one of those things. But I am a astrologer and creative musician. It's been a really cool ride to just be able to kind of make things just for a living. It's really dope.
Yeah. And what is your big three? I know you're Aries rising, Sagittarius sun, right?
Yeah. I'm a Sagittarius sun, a Sagittarius moon, and Aries rising.
Oh, the triple fire. Hey. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. So yeah, my first bit is, what three words first come to mind when you think of Aries?
Determined, I'd say.
Yep.
Passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say defense. Like, I don't think people give enough credit for Aries for, like, you know, stepping up for other people the way they do.
Yeah.
You know, like, this was the, like, Aries reminds me of, like, the kid that actually stood up to the bully. And had the bully shut up. Like, that's Aries, like, in a nutshell, you know? So,
oh, yeah. Mars, you know? Mars coming up to bat.
For sure.
The cause. Definitely. Aries definitely has that spark of saying the things everyone else is too scared to sometimes.
Right.
Climbing, not sometimes not the best at others, but they're going to stand up for what they think they need to, you know?
Right. 100%.
So, this is an interesting one. Like, I was really thinking about this question for a minute, and I'm curious if you have met another Aries rising. Like, have you had that experience? And, like, did you share, like, what do you notice if you have, like, what you shared in common or, like, how you differed with the placement?
Right. So that's actually a really good question, because I just thought about this. I have met someone recently that is an Aries rising. They're a creative. They end up doing a lot of combinations of making sure people and creators get together to have like space. They also have a really strong zeal for like the neurodiversity and being able to explore that. Their name's Dr. Z, they go by, and they run this place called like the Vibe On Community. It's pretty cool if you want to check it out. But yeah, she's somehow able to just put and bring together people from everywhere that just like making things, and then like finding a place for inclusion for the like people in that regard. And I think that's like super dope, you know? But in meeting them, I think the Aries rising commonality that both of us had, it had a lot to do with just being like, hey, I chose to do this, so I did this. Right. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, hey, I'm going to be on this constant movement and I'm moving forward with the things that I know I feel is right, you know, very much so trusting and knowing that, hey, if I go do this, I'm going to be good because mm-hmm. I'm good, right? It's a certain, some people will say it's confidence, you know, some people would say there's like a, maybe some bravado there, but I think it's just like, it's so A to B that I think that most people don't think about it. So as the Aries rising, it's like, yeah, and then I just want to do it. And then everyone's like, well, we would be nervous to go do that. And I'm like, what do you mean nervous? Like, right? Like, it's just like weird. Like, and I think that's the commonalities because it's like, there's a certain amount of bravery in making things happen that kind of comes in or is perceived that way at least.
Yeah, I get that. Because as an Aries sun, like, I feel like knowing you as an Aries rising, what I feel we have in common too is that, like, some people look at it and they kind of call it leadership or bravery or, you know, risk taking. But I think for both of us, it just happens so naturally. Like, it's so intuitive. And I don't think people give fire signs enough credit for how intuitive they really are. Because, of course, the water signs are. But, like, Aries just feels in their gut the instinctual urge to do the thing. And then they do it. So it's not, I always feel like, the bravery is definitely a part of Aries, but a lot of times it's kind of like that instinctual urge just to make something happen. So I can definitely see what you're saying there.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of, hey, something needs to get done and not looking around kind of expecting someone else to do it. And I think the things that bother Aries placements the most is when they're like, man, I like, okay, we're going to support this thing over here. And then they see someone not reach the bar or like reach like a different shift in the Aries moon is like, man, I gotta do this myself. And they usually do when it's brilliant, right? I think it's that's a huge part of it, I'd say.
Yeah, not to toot my own horn, but yeah,
not to your own horn, do that, Aries. Yeah. This is the Aries podcast.
Exactly, the Aries
podcast. Thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. This amazing podcast, you know. To your own order, that's fine.
For sure. So did you notice like any ways that maybe you felt like you differed in a sense of like, oh, I'm embodying the Aries energy in this way, maybe they're not as much, maybe due to another placement or I don't know, just in general?
No, that's a good question. I don't think there was like that much of a divide, right? I think I think there's a certain amount of, I think, even acceptance that comes with having the Aries rising because, or just Aries placements, period. Because there's a certain amount of like, hey, like these are the things that make me an individual, right? And it's not ever necessarily shying away from those things. And when you do shy away from those things, a lot of the times it bounces back or it doesn't. You know those two feelings, but that's when like Aries get mad. You know, that's when Aries people are like all like just like pent out of shape type deal because they're like, oh, I should have just done this. I should have done this, right? There's this type of like, I didn't follow that instinct, right? I didn't follow the gut feeling that I had. Right. And this is what happens. And I think that's why, you know, one of the things, and if you are or have any Aries placements listening to this, it's like, really do trust that piece. Because that's one of the most important things to the instinct of that Mars nature.
For sure. Yeah, I've definitely noticed that in all the Aries I've come across or Aries placements in general.
Right.
But yeah. So what's your favorite thing about your Aries rising and maybe your least favorite? I know that's kind of hard to do with an Aries rising. Think about
your least favorite. You're not wrong.
You have self-acceptance up high, but.
Well, I'll put it in a sense of, I will put it like this. And I think this is the thing because a lot of people they see the end result, right? Mm-hmm. They see the end result of, okay, I'm up here, I'm doing this. They see the end result of, I'm up making content, they see the end result of, I just did a YouTube live for an hour. Like but they don't see the part where it takes you to almost, I'd say, in the best way to put it, is like build the courage to, or build the like umph to. It's just that when Aries energy is in a situation, they do what they have to. You know what I mean? Or they're like, okay, it's time to go. Boom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like one of the most important parts. Like I used to do theater in high school, right? And people would say they're like, oh, a stage fright, or like, you know, do you get scared? And I was like, I don't get scared. I get nervous. But like the nervous isn't like a bad type of nervous. Mm-hmm. It's just like a being, it's that Mars. It's the Mars energy just being like, okay, time to make it happen, right? So I think that's probably like one of the best things that I would say is that, like, you know, if I run across somebody, even if it's like a celebrity or something, I say hi. Mm-hmm. I don't make a big deal out of it for them. You know, I don't blow up their spot. I'm just like, oh, shoot. Hey, what's up? Like your work? You know, if the conversation continues, dope. That's really cool. And if it doesn't, then I at least know how to say hi to like something, right? And so I think the best part about having the Aries rising is kind of not seeing that separation.
Yeah.
That's probably the best part, I'd say. It's like not seeing this separation of like, okay, yeah, they make like millions of more dollars. And then the back of the head is like, okay, right now, I'll be there. I'm not worried. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain type of, and that's why it's like, oh, it's the confidence. It's this. And it's like, man, they're people.
Right. No, it's true. I definitely have that to me, too. It's just kind of
right.
Everyone is like respecting of people's individuality really takes you further in life.
I think, yeah.
Because you know yourself as an individual. So you're very accepting of and encouraging of other people to just kind of show up as who they are. And when you kind of do that for the everyday person, like the quote unquote untouchable people, they're not as high and mighty, they're just another cool individual doing their own thing like everyone else, hopefully, you know.
Right. And that's the part I think is best. What I'd say is like the worst part is almost kind of on the like opposite end of that, as far as when you are doing something and you know you're not being yourself.
Yeah,
the Mars backfiring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't get. It's like trying to put an Aries into the one scope or into one lens of what's going on. If that's not, if that resonates with them, they will champion it forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to just be like, yeah, I'm an astrologer for sure. I'm a creative. I do tarot. Like, but there's a bunch of stuff, right? At the end of the day, that ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think on just the negative part of that is that it's like, man, it doesn't feel like that's me. And then it's just the urge to be like, I have to not do this, right? Or like, I have to just, you know, like there's no way that I can, you know, be able to keep this, the fire the right way, I'd say, to help other people if I'm not being able to at least bring some of my personality into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that like when you get in the, for me, like with going off of that, the Aries kind of rut, I call it, it's like you get very, at least in my experience, very excited about something, very passionate into it, pouring everything into it. And then you reach that like kind of inevitable burnout point. And then you're like, oh, does this represent who I am? Did I like show every like side of myself like I could have? Or just like kind of like that drive and passion to always do better is such a positive thing. But like the downside is that like you can really like question yourself when you're not delivering the vision in your head like perfectly. You know what I mean?
100%. I think something that has, you know, helped me navigate that as best as possible thus far with that in mind too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when it's the perfectionism thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't get, is that Aries wants to be so much themselves that they're not imposing anything but what they are.
Right.
You know? And so people are like, oh, Aries is thinking about themselves. It's like, no, they think about how they are themselves and how that relates to you. And if they're not being them, because the thing with Aries people is that as soon as you step out of character with what people know, they're suddenly like, who is this person?
Right. Yeah.
Like, this person never drinks sparkling water. What's up with them today, right? It becomes a whole, like, thing, too.
Yep.
And they're like, why are you acting out of character? It's like, because I don't know.
Yep. Well, this is actually a good time to go into the next question, because it's kind of like perfect kind of for what you're going at here, I think.
Yeah.
But you let me know. What do you think is the most misunderstood part about Aries risings or Aries energy in general, and you would like others to understand?
Aries only likes people for who they actually are.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is like a quote. This is a quote of the whole episode.
Well, please do remind me of the
way. I know where you're going with this, and I already am excited.
So people that have Aries energy, like, you can actually be someone who's kind of crappy. This is the part of people don't get about Aries. Like, someone can like literally know, man, you know, I ain't this, blah, blah, blah. But if they're so actively honest about
them,
Aries will be like, wow, you're yourself. I can deal with you. And they might not like get super deep, but it's like, hey, I respect that. You're being you, right?
Yep.
It's like, I have this conversation sometimes, and it's just the concept of, yo, if someone didn't rock with me, I'd rather them be like, hey, yo, I don't really like you like that in this capacity.
Yep.
And I'd be like, cool, bro, I'll leave you alone. Do your own thing. Like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Or like, I think there's a certain part where people think Aries and it's like warrior, active, going at it. It's like they are self-starters for sure, but I don't think it's ever in this capacity of, you know, making people getting out of place of themselves, right? Like, the whole concept of Aries is like, hey, we're here, we have this experience, and so you might as well be yourself best you can, right?
Right.
And so when people are talking outside of that capacity, we're like, yo.
But you know it. You know it's an act, or something's being hidden, or something's being insincere. It like gives me the ick.
Right. And then they'll be like, why are you mad? It's like, well, you're not actually like, you just said you hated this thing 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you now smiling in their face being like, wow, this is my favorite?
Yeah,
that's what gets the Aries going, because it's like,
that's so real.
It's like, hey, I don't like this. And Aries will be so much your friend where it's like, and I don't like her. He's like, you want to know what? I don't like her. Right? Like, there's like this, like this camaraderie that can come from it. But when it's hey, Aries, I don't like them. Yeah, now you're hugging.
Everything. I totally get that. I've had so many friends tell me, that's the thing. Like, I have a lot of Libra placement friends, which, like, you know, for those listening, like, it is the opposite sign. So it's where you're balancing each other out in those type of relationships with, like, the opposite sign. And that's the thing that, like, a lot of Libra or even some air signs have, like, told me, like, they've learned from me a lot. Of course, I've learned from them, but this is all about Aries. But they've learned from me, like, okay, like, I just have to be my authentic self with you. And sometimes that's intimidating, because this world kind of pushes people to not know themselves and to go with, you know, people pleasing tendencies or what other people want. And so sometimes for Aries energy, where they get this idea that Aries is super intimidating, I think it comes from like, oh shit, like, all this person wants from me is to be my real authentic self. But like, sometimes people don't have the opportunity, or feel like they don't have the opportunity to discover their true authentic self, because they're so busy having to tend to the needs of other people or anticipate the needs of others. And I think that's where Aries a lot of times get this intimidating or overbearing thing in mind, is because they're being themselves so loudly. And it's not because they're trying to dominate the room, but they're trying to set the example, like, hey, everyone can just be themselves here. Like, everyone just be yourself, be who you are. And like, this is a safe space to do that. You can be the quietest person in the room, the loudest person in the room, outspoken to yourself, just mean what you say. And like, I'll support it 100%, you know?
And that's so perfect, because Aries just loves individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everything at the end of the day is inspired by something else. That's inevitable. Like, nothing is new under the sun, like, for sure. But at least those pieces that people pick up and make part of themselves, that's what Aries loves.
Right.
They're like, you know, like, wow, this makes me weird. They're like, Aries are usually like, yeah, that's cool. Tell me more, right? Like, that's just...
I'm super interested to learn more about that one part of yourself that you think is really too weird to act out on.
Right. It's like, and why? And then we, in Aries fashion, we're like, so why don't you do that?
Yeah.
And that's like, cool. And then they do it, and then they're cool, and they're like, hey.
Yep. And I think that's it. Like, when people are like, oh, Aries don't give a fuck. It's like, yeah, like, simply put, like, very long story short, we don't give a fuck. But it's because we have learned, like, life teaches Aries placements that every time we step out of line and we do give too much of a fuck what other people are saying, it, like, backfires. It always does. And because, like, we're meant to learn in this life to be ourselves. And we want to pave the way for other people to be themselves when it's in, like, you know, someone's in their element and in the right mindset of Aries energy.
That's a fact. I think one of the problems that we face in this day and age, as I say in my old man, in this day and back in my day, we ain't nah, but honestly, like, man, I'm now I think about it, I'm like, man, I'm
you're
not
on
young.
You're on
I, everyone here's a triple fire. I'm like, I got Capricorn placements, my bad. Maybe about that sometime. Nah, but
Saturn jumped out.
100%. But the one interesting thing is that we end up hearing so many people on, like, social media. We scroll just to try to chill, which doesn't actually happen, but that's the idea, right? Scrolling through, kicking it, and there's so many people trying to tell you what to do or what life is. And everyone sounds so definitive, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, well, no, this is what this is. Well, no, this is what this is. And so people will sometimes, like, blindly go with what's going on.
Right.
And it's so interesting because there's a bunch of podcasts where you'll scroll. There's so many opinions now.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is so sure. And that's what makes it so interesting to decipher.
Mm-hmm.
So I find myself maybe just as an Aries placement to where I'm like, I don't even go for who thinks they know. I go for what just resonates. Like, what really, you know, the people that I follow or I try to support, I'm like, they are so much them that I'm like, wow, you're great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, from any walk of life, it doesn't really matter.
Right. Same.
Because, yeah, like, it's where... we're all in, like, at the end of the day, despite who's coming from where, we're all in this human condition doing a damn thing or doing our darndest, right? Like, that's just kind of the thing, I'd say.
Yep. No, I feel that. Totally. Totally. Yeah. It is. It's super interesting how I feel like a lot of Aries placements that I know, myself included, just have so many different friends of so many different walks of life, and like, and just get, it's kind of funny because they say Aries can't really get along with people, but I feel like Aries get along with people that are so opposite of them in so many ways, because they just really go for people that they feel are authentic. And like, that that's for me a definitive factor of who I'm going to surround myself with, is who's authentic. And they could be totally different. Total different background than me, culture, whatever. Like, I literally couldn't care less if we believe in two polar opposite things, but more authenticity and standing in that inspires me, you know?
Yeah, and I think it can come from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool, like, the best part about the Aries part. And I also would love to bring this up, because when we get into older interpretations on things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much life has changed since some of the earlier traditional astrology was given to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the information that we use, I would say overall, is like from like the 1800s and such like that, as far as when it got revised. So a lot of the information that we end up seeing is from that era of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always so interesting because the fact that the last 2 years, 3 years, how much things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of at least my journey as an astrologer, and perhaps even yours to an extent, and I think that's part of why we're cool the way we are too, is because so much of that doesn't fully apply anymore.
Right.
We're not in a world where people go outside and like, hey, let's duke it out. Swords. What's up, man? Like, as far as his explanation for that era, I 1,000% know what I mean? Because it was the ease of, all right, time to get the sword. We dueling. I hate you. Boom, boom. Like, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, well, a lot of Aries that we see are super creative people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're always active. They're always willing to, and that's where I guess the willing to protect part still stays true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of the terminology and everything else, like, I think it's really outdated. And I think that's part of why people who don't enjoy or like astrology have a hard time liking astrology, because when there's something medical that changes, we change with it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
When there's something that comes up, like we end up adapting. But I think a lot of the interpretations that we came up learning are still sound and true in regards to having to know. But I think, you know, they didn't have phones then.
Mm-hmm.
We've evolved as people, like as a whole entire people. I think there's a lot of change. Oh, Virgos are always clean. Like, I know a handful of messy Virgos. Mm-hmm. And they know how to get it clean.
Yep.
But it doesn't call for the same culture that they were mentioning behind a lot of the way that they were talking about the signs. So,
yeah, I totally get that. I was studying, you know, and I do study traditional astrology, and I combine it with modern. And that's why, like, I've had, like, astrologers be like, wow, it's pretty impressive that, like, you can, like, either tolerate either side if they're, like, of one, you know, branch, like evolutionary astrology and traditional.
Right.
Wow, I'm surprised you can, like, dabble in other stuff. That's too much for me, or I get lost in it, or I don't like it. And I think it's, like, the crossing over is really helpful. And, yeah, just, like, some of it is extremely outdated and unethical. It's, like,
right.
It's, like, to say that every Aries you meet is going to be, like, swinging hands every time they're pissed off. Like, I know a few that would, but not all of them are doing that. And you just got to keep in mind the context of the times, and that doesn't apply all the time. It makes sense.
But,
yeah. Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to speak on about your Aries rising?
About my Aries rising. We're getting it back to the root here. Well, I think as far as Aries rising, if you are an Aries rising listening to this, so I think one of the main things I at least want to point out on an astrological scale is that the Aries rising is like the first rising sign.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, that leadership capability and the doubts that you have behind being a leader, or the doubts that you may have behind putting things out into the world, are false, because what you've been looking to see is actually the role that you're supposed to fulfill. And I think there's a lot of doubt that can still come through there. Like, oh, well, this person couldn't do it. And the Aries way is no. We have to be the ones to make that happen. We have to be the people to spark the change. And the more we look around for it, the more disappointed you'll be.
Yep.
So I'd say my final remark is, like, make the actual change that you want to see in the world. And it's going to be rough, but that's where the fight comes in to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And to make it happen by staying in alignment, trusting what's around you. And when people help explain to you and tell you things that are kind, believe them. Take it a stride, but believe them. Because it takes a lot for people to come out of the woodworks to give a compliment in this day and age, or to you know, make sure that you show the love back that you get. And that's my last bit.
Love it. Yeah, don't be afraid to walk your own path. That's the whole Aries thing, is being okay with looking at the person in the mirror. And you frequently have to. The time of this recording is 3:33 now.
Of course it is.
But yeah, you know, being okay with that person you're looking at in the mirror, and, you know, being good with all the changes that you initiate in your life. But yeah, I really thank you for your time. I know that people are going to love this as much as I did.
Yeah, for sure.
Conversation. Do you have like any ongoing or current offerings maybe you want to let the people in on?
Yeah, for sure. So I do offer one-on-one consultations when it comes to the astrology. But one thing that people need to know, at least, is that, like, I love working with creatives. I love working with people who enjoy to make things. I love working with people when it comes to their businesses. And I do offer my readings and consultations that are geared towards that specifically. I have a few people right now that are working with my Ultimate Astrology Transformation, which is really cool, but it's a total of 5 weeks, and we break down your birth chart bit by bit so you can understand the, like, fullness and the magic that exists within you and what you emanate, how you can tap deeper into it. And I also provide those things in regular consultations as well. But that's one of the larger items that I end up doing. But I do love gearing people forward towards their creativity and for their business and being able to make part of their own living, whether that be part-time, full-time, etc. It's one of those things that I do really enjoy doing. I also do the stuff like, of course, the love, the relationships, the finding self. Of course, those are those things too. But I definitely think I have a knack for help leading people in the right direction when it comes to that, especially. And
Aries rising of you.
100%. Yeah, we diving in. I'm more than just an astrologer, but this is what I love to do. So this is like a primary, you're fully on thing. This is like a very strong part of me. And I think in knowing astrology, you get to know other things around and just be able to kind of plug in place some of the energies for people in a really specific way, at least for me, I'd say. But it's all about making it personable and relatable and customized to you. That's my main thing. We need to make readings customized to people, because it's one thing to hear about the sun, moon, and rising and have people put things together. And it's nothing to be like, hey, yo, come here. Sit with me. We have 30 minutes. We have an hour. We have 2 hours. Name it, right? But let's really get down to the business and what's really going on underneath the layers of things. And so I guess that's my niche as an astrologer. It's like really getting down to the person-to-person level and letting you know what's going on in a way that's not scary or out of reach, but what's right in front of you. Now, how can we make that better? And how can you see the power that comes behind that? I think that's it.
For sure. Well, I really appreciate it. Definitely go check Chad's stuff out. Check his Instagram out. I'll be sure to put all the social links in the
description. And YouTube. YouTube is the main thing. I'd say YouTube. Everyone, I'm having fun over there. I definitely say go to my YouTube, because I have my live streams there. And you could just have it on, do something else in your night, in your day. Nice. It runs similar to a podcast, but it's just real time what's going on. You know, we're working on that on my own end. We'll talk about that later, though.
For sure. I'll pop in on one, too, sometime.
Of course, 100%.
Awesome.